This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, what a week! Artificial intelligence threatening our extinction from the guys who are driving it. Hurricane season rolls out on Thursday. Some big ones predicted. What else is new? Threats to checks and owe that debt. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, you want some good news? If you were worried about getting a check because you heard it might be withheld if that ceiling, the debt ceiling isn't lifted, don't worry. Because it cleared the last hurdle. I mean, the president still has to sign it, but of course he will. The Senate late Thursday night passed a bipartisan bill to suspend the debt ceiling, curb federal spending, send the legislation to President Biden to sign just in the nick of time to avert an unprecedented U.S. government default, which would mean we wouldn't pay our bills. And yeah, some of you would get jammed up by that. What was the vote? 63-36. So much talk about the default. So much talk about it. Then finally, a 99-page bill. A lot of people from the right, and a lot of people from the left, hate it, didn't agree to it in either chamber, but they were in the minority, as it turns out. The center won, and all of this passes, right? But we are far, my friends, from finished when it comes to debt. It's ridiculous how much money is being spent and how much debt we've racked up in the first place and how long we've dealt with this. And yet we keep talking about it every couple of years, right? So there were things that didn't get approved that would have been in the middle of this and things that did. Obviously, there are some people that aren't happy that was going to happen, but it passed. So it is time to breathe a sigh of relief, I think. I had a neighbor that said, let it default. We'll see what happens. They could just do tariffs. No. We're not going back to the 1800s and dealing with tariffs and trying to pull that apart. We need to use the tools that we have, for goodness sake, in this amazing country that we have, and use the big brains and figure it out, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. Compared with the rest of the world, only Denmark handles its debt ceiling anything even similar to what the U.S. government does. Most of the other nations have no ceiling. Let me say that again. Most of the other nations have no ceiling. I mean, we're just printing money like fools. So this has to become a much bigger discussion and not one that keeps getting shoved off for another day, another day, another day, another day. But it had to do. It had to happen. It had to happen. Default would have been disastrous. Do we really want the economy to tank, especially where we're at right now? You look at the interest rates going sky high, what we've been dealing with there, people struggling. And now some of the price is starting to come back down to earth, but some people paying an incredible amount when they pull up to the pumps, depending on where you live, for gas. So there are lots of struggles, lots and lots of struggles out there. Speaking of struggles, while the president will have to scurry back to sign this bill into legislation, he took a wicked fall on stage during the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation ceremony in Colorado Springs. It was not a good look. So here's what happened. There were some sandbags that were on the stage. And why, you say? They were on the stage because they were holding the teleprompter to make sure that it didn't shake loose. He didn't see it, and he fell. He tripped over it, fell to his knees. He was eventually helped up by Air Force officials and Secret Service agents, but there was sort of like that beat that they missed, like 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, yikes. So it's been a big meme all over social media. The president's 80. There's a lot of conversation about how old would he be? He's reelected again, already past his prime, yada yada, on. It makes for good fodder for anybody on the other side that's not a Democrat that's running for president. So while in his address before the trip became the main thing, he talked about how far the country's armed forces had come in terms of racial and ethnic and gender diversity, and talking about the class was one of the most diverse classes in the history of the academy, and the big steps that were taken, and how strong the armed forces have gone and have become. And then when he walked away from the mic was when the big trip happened. Hurricane season is officially upon us. So you got a tropical storm that could form off the Florida coast. We're kind of seeing it, but it looks like it will dissipate. Let's hope it will dissipate. So what do we expect for this season? So far, the way it looks, because they're always making the predictions, that's what they do, right? NOAA does that. And they are predicting an average hurricane season with 12 to 17 named tropical storms, 5 to 9 that could become hurricanes. As many as 4 could strengthen into major hurricanes. I don't like that. 3 or stronger. 3 or stronger. And by the way, it's not just Florida. It hits the Gulf region. Our friends in Louisiana know that. Certainly Alabama, same thing. Georgia, like, you know, look at the Carolinas. There's danger all around, not just in Florida. We know what happened last time around with Hurricane Ian, which hit in October, and what it did to Fort Myers Beach. They're still rebuilding. So what is an average season? You had not an average hurricane, because that was catastrophic for Florida. The storm killed more than 100 people when it hit, and it devastated the coast around Fort Myers and caused inland flooding, too, that lasted for weeks. And then you had Hurricane Nicole, which tore the beach out from under homes in one county, leaving them teetering on the brink of collapse on the east coast. So it depends on a couple of factors. It's the ocean temperatures, and which of course is El Nino. And if you get the warmer than average sea surface temps, and then you look at the winds over the Atlantic, and that's what you start to see what, you know, ultimately develops there. So the hurricane season means there's new names that are floating around out there. I'm not going to go through a whole list, but a couple of interesting ones: Nigel, Sean, Tammy, Whitney, Don, Gert, Harold, Arlene, Brett, Katya. A lot of male and female. They just kind of alternate between the two. Let's hope that even if all of those names come out and dance around, that nothing terrible happens as far as forming in the sense of very, very big hurricanes, because it just feels like we just went through that, doesn't it? Oh, it sure does. Too close to home. All right, coming up next, your thoughts as we head to the mailroom.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks to everybody who sent me their thoughts. I like to say from A to Z, you can do it too, 24/7, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right, I got this one from Wally. Yo, Delaney, I've been listening. I have not sent you an email in a long time. I've called the show in the past. I promise I'll call in the future. I just have a wacky, whippy, weird world going on where I'm working all kinds of crazy hours. But otherwise, I'm good. I hope you're good. And I am so glad that the Senate lifted that ceiling because they were going to crush us underneath it. Ultimately, it is the little people, a.k.a. the middle class, and those in the military and those that were relying on Social Security that would have felt the pinch, particularly if it was an extended amount of time, because we wouldn't have been able to pay, and that would have had to delay checks, even if initially it didn't happen. So I think it's a good thing that the center won out this time. I don't know that I always agree that that's the way to go, but in this case, it had to happen. Well, yeah, there had to be compromise. It had to happen. It had to happen. It would have done exactly what you said. It would have crushed the people who couldn't afford to be crushed. It's not going to be people who have tons of do-re-mi. Yeah. They might not like it because maybe some of the stocks go down and some of those opportunities temporarily go down, but they got plenty of coin. It's the people that are stretching the dollar. It's the people that paid into the system. They paid into the system. They paid into the system, and they're relying on the check that they get. They need that check to pay their utility bills, to pay a mortgage, to pay for whatever it is. And then people that are serving, active military members, asking them to just kind of wait, even if it's 3 or 4 days. People don't have time like that, especially when they're check to check. And it would have affected more than that. There would have been a big pinch in a lot of different directions, even with some jobs, where people would have felt like their job was secure, but then all of a sudden it wasn't secure, right? Yeah. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Caroline, and she says, Kate, I have been looking at all kinds of things that I wanted to talk to you about. I have a list, a running list, and man, every single show you give me something else to think about. ChatGPT. I think it's an interesting question to look at technology and to see where we're headed with technology. It's scary in a very, very big way, don't you think? Even though some technology is good, I think the AI portion of some of what we're seeing is something to be fearful of. Well, yeah, it's weird. I agree. I'm for technology. I love technology in so many ways, right? I say when I speak that it's like this love-hate thing because people are distracted. They're not paying attention. It's like, do you have people like this in your life where they're constantly looking at their phone? I get it. Like, I get it that it's a tool or you're waiting to pick up kids or you're waiting for something that's important. There are definitely times like that. But you can't tell me that everybody has to have their face in the phone all the time. And then when they're talking to you, they have no idea. Just ask them to repeat what you said, and they have no idea. But the whole ChatGPT, that's a whole different thing. That is a whole different thing. So, for example, what happens with, like, drones? I just saw something the other day that the Air Force's chief of AI tests and operations said that an AI-controlled drone went rogue and would kill a human operator and did in a simulated test. So what would happen if we were using this, which is what the thought is, and then the targets, the humans that weren't supposed to be hit, ended up getting hit. So these are the capabilities that are being talked about, right? It's the automation part of it, what you can do with it. And this AI-enabled drone killed the operator, and this was done by the Air Force because they were trying to order an override to a possible no order, stopping it from completing its mission. So how do you stop the mission? And it was just a simulated test, but it was the point was to use the drones to see what do we do if this happens. And it wasn't a live test in the physical world, so let me emphasize that again. But and the Air Force is kind of saying that some of that was taken out of context. But if you believe that they were doing this surface-to-air missile threat and the operator says it's a kill thing and then they go and then and they try to give it the no-kill order and then it goes awry, I don't think that is so far-fetched because that's exactly what we heard earlier in the week. There were a lot of conversations about that, especially ChatGPT and what and what can happen with that, and would there be, you know, that would it be fixable? There's AI chatbots are everywhere, but guess what they do? They have false information, and it gets passed out like it's real. They routinely make up false answers to simple questions. And so people are testing this all over the place, and they're seeing lots of scary flaws. And the thing is, in some of the research, the results are showing that the bots act like people pleasers. They just make up answers instead of admitting they don't know. Wow. So you have OpenAI's ChatGPT, you have Microsoft's Bing and Google's Bard, and we've been watching to see what happens. And firms are using human trainers to rewrite the bot's answers and feed them back into the machine, the goal of making them smarter. And there's still debates as to, will this really work? I mean, billions of dollars in investments are being pumped into AI. Different world, isn't it? Okay, let's get in some more. This is from Billy, who says, "Hey, Katie, I'm wondering what you think is going to happen in this NBA Finals. Is it going to be the Heat or is it going to be the Nuggets? I'm asking for a prediction for a friend." All right, if this is a bet situation, don't hold me to that. It's different when you talk about points and point spreads. I think the Nuggets are scary, and especially if people are taking them. You know, when you have that underdog mentality, like you're not really an underdog, but you feel like you're being treated like an underdog. Don't underestimate me. I think they have that kind of feel. And if I was pressed to it, which you are pressing me to it, I would pick the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets do it in six. I would love to see it go to seven. I would love to be proven wrong. And I love Jimmy Butler, who plays for the Heat. But there's lots of reasons to cheer for the Denver Nuggets, too. So the answer is, let's see when they play him. I mean, let's see where this all ends up. Okay, this one's from Amanda. And Amanda says, "Hey, Kate, I know that you travel a lot when you're speaking. Yay, bravo for you. I travel a lot, too. I'm not a speaker. I work for a company where I travel around and I deal with personnel issues. Let's just leave it at that. And I've seen some crazy things in the air. And I think you just are right when you say you got to pack your patience and have everything at your fingertips. If your flight doesn't take off, what are the other airlines? What can you do? All of that. You just have to be ready for any and everything. And if you are, then it's not so hard to deal with. It's when you're completely unprepared." Yeah, you know, it's kind of a good reminder for anyone that's traveling. You got to build in a little time. If you have to get somewhere and you have a tight timeline, that can be tricky. So bringing up the speaking thing, it's like for me, I take the show on the road. If I'm speaking somewhere, I'm definitely there the day before. I mean, because I've seen friends, and this has happened. It happened to me. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I talk about it. I had a huge speaking thing. This is like 2,000 people, right? And I was excited to do it, and Southwest canceled my flight from Dallas to Phoenix three times, and then I was up against it. So the hub said, "Get in the car, we're driving." And that's exactly what happened. All right, remember you can email me day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. You're going to love our next guest. Ooh, he is such an entrepreneur. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate is rushing to pass the debt ceiling bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they will stay in session until it's passed.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default.
A vote could come as early as tonight. Journalists who work for media giant Gannett, which owns the USA Today and hundreds of local newspapers, plan to go on strike next week, citing gross mismanagement by the company's CEO. The union wants Gannett to issue a vote of no confidence in Mike Reed. They claim he doesn't see the long-term value of investing in journalists. The NBA Finals begin tonight. The Denver Nuggets will host the Miami Heat for Game 1 in Denver this evening. The Nuggets are making their first ever appearance in the NBA Finals after beating the Lakers. The Heat are set to make their second appearance in the NBA Finals in the last 4 years after beating the Celtics. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Boy, I'm going to introduce you to such an interesting man, Eddie Goldfarb. He's written a book called Sopo Hatches. And wait till you hear really the background of this book and how it came about and all of that. And plus, just his background is so interesting. The many, many things that he's done, including we thank him for his service. We had a great conversation about what he did as far as flying is concerned. And boy, the Navy, just being a commissioned naval officer and what he was assigned to and what happened there. His life has been certainly one wild ride, I would say. Hey, Eddie, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. Looking forward to the interview.
So let's talk about the book, and then I want to talk more about your background. But what inspired this book? It was really a product.
Well, let's start off first with I wish I never got the idea because it's taken over my life the last 7 years. Whenever I move into a new home, I always hang one of those permanent personal care dispensers for your shampoo, conditioner, and body wash on the wall. And one day I was filling the dispenser with shampoo. I picked up the bottle and said, why can't the bottle, the package, actually be the dispenser? You could put some kind of adhesive on the back. You could attach it to the wall. It would come that way from the store or from Amazon or wherever you buy it. So I started experimenting, and I started with, like, milk cartons, believe it or not. Anyway, I made about 100 models until I finally got one that worked, and then we launched it, and we had very, very good success, but it was a pouch design. And then I liquidated 27,000 units, and I redesigned it to flawlessly working model that we have today. And it's called SOPO, by the way. And SOPO is an acronym for stick on, pull off. So it's SOPO dispenser packaging. And it's interesting how the name came about real quickly. One of my investors thought I meant SOPA, which I believe is fog in Spanish. And that's where I got the idea that our ambassador should be Little SOPO the Frog, which is a red-eyed tree frog. And she was hatched in the eastern Peru Amazon rainforest. So that's how it all came about.
Yeah, I love that the name SOPO is very cool, by the way. So tell us more about the book since we started to go down that road. Tell us more about the frog.
So I wrote the book basically to be a giveaway with the product. And the product is called SOPO the Frog, which is a 3-in-1 organic and natural shampoo, conditioner, and body wash for children. So I wrote the book to be a promotional item with the purchase of the product. But everybody who saw the manuscript said, Ed, this is not a giveaway. This is a really good book. Because I been in advertising for many years, I actually used to write a lot of verse to our advertising, which included writing jingles and then going to Nashville and having them produced, because I'm not a composer. I'm basically a writer. So the whole book is in verse, in rhyme, and I understand from a couple of people who've already read it that the children have memorized the book because it's very easy to memorize rhymes. So that's how that came about. So we decided to just publish the book, which I did about in February, actually.
Yeah, we won't tell everyone everything about the book, but the rhymes, like you're saying, you got a mama frog laying eggs in a pond in the Amazon rainforest. This had to be fun for you to write.
It was a lot of fun to write. It came out very quick. It opens up. I'm just going to give you the first page. Early on a misty morn, just before the break of dawn, a little green tree frog lays her eggs while sitting back on powerful legs. So that's how it opens up.
I love it. Yeah, you need to get this book. I mean, this book would be great for kids, really, of all ages, I think, because there's even some cool, like, metaphors in this. And it's like you said, all that research and development, the packaging that you went through, is there some kind of, I don't know, euphoria, relief, whatever it is that, wow, you're really kind of at now the pinnacle point of all of this and just really pushing it out there.
Well, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I was telling my wife the other day, I don't know what to do. It's been about 10,000 hours of research and development to get to this point, and we're going to launch this weekend. And I ran a test market and made some orders, and I noticed that it wasn't going to the bank and it wasn't going to my 3PL. It's a 3PL is a shipping and handling company that's going to ship it out for me. So right now, as a matter of fact, before I got on with you, I was talking to the shipping and handling company. They said, yay. Go to Shopify and fix the problem, because I don't have time to do it. I've already tried and I can't get it done. So hopefully today we're going to push the button and go live. And I also want to point out, let's go back if we can to the book. The book is non-fictional, but it's almost like a fictional book in that SOPO the Frog obviously is a made-up character, but she is the ambassador for not only my product, which is secondary to the book, but it talks about being respectful to your parents and friends, going to school and learning, good hygiene, and also taking care of our planet. So there's a lot covered in a very few pages.
Yeah, and you can get this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. If somebody wants to get the product, where do they go for that?
Well, just go to Shopify. It's under the brand name, the store name, SOPOTheFrog.com. We'll take them to the Amazon page. There's two ways to go. They go directly to Amazon at SOPOTheFrog.com, or they can go to MySOPO.com, and that's the website. And from there, you can click on shop. So there's two ways to get there.
Yeah, love it. So when you started out, and I mentioned this at the beginning, you've done so many interesting things in your life. I mean, Navy, piloting, ending up in advertising with some huge campaigns on the cutting edge of so many, many things. Did you ever think you'd end up here? Did you have that entrepreneurial spirit?
Oh, I always have. When I got out of the Navy, I was 25 years old. I applied to 65 airlines around the world. I couldn't get a job because the whole country was kind of in a recession. I guess the world might have been. And the airlines just weren't hiring, and my timing was off. So I got this idea for a company called The Warehouse. So I went back to school at Florida State University, and then I took a semester off to open up this warehouse, which was a bar. And we had like 1,500 people there opening night. But bottom line is it failed finally because I didn't know what I was doing. So I blew all my inheritance on that. And then I got in from then after I graduated, I got into advertising.
Yeah. And what was advertising like?
Oh, well, I started out with a company called Food Fair Pantry Pride, which is bankrupt. Right after I left, they went bankrupt. I'm not saying I had anything to do with the bankruptcy, but they were, I understand, the seventh largest grocer in the United States at the time. Anyway, I got a job as assistant advertising director for Food Fair Pantry Pride, and my boss was very young, so I wasn't going to be promoted. So I once I learned my trade, and by the way, I only took two advertising courses in college, one in advertising, one marketing. My background was really chemistry. But when I got to advertising, I realized this is easy, this is fun, and I took to it like a duck takes to water. My boss was very good, a great mentor, but I realized that I had a lot of creativeness in me. So he started giving me more and more responsibility. Finally, he didn't do anything, and I was doing everything. And I was learning layouts, copywriting, television production, radio production, point of sale. And then I started looking at advertising agents, sending out resumes, and SuperValue hired me as their advertising director. I was in one of their main divisions, and that went very, very well. I had a lot of accomplishments, and I was actually recruited by Juul out of Chicago. And they doubled my salary and promised me a car which they never delivered on. But SuperValue, to keep me, met the salary and they met everything else, but they didn't give me the proverbial car. So I went to Juul. They were sold out 2 years later to American Stores, which is Albertsons. I went on the job market and went on five interviews, four job offers. I ended up as the first director of advertising for AutoZone. So that was my last real advertising job. Well, don't digress. Then after AutoZone, I went through a divorce. A lot happened in my life, and I got a job with the American Contract Bridge League as their public relations director, and that was very interesting because unbeknownst to me, because I don't play bridge, that Omar Sharif, Malcolm Forbes, these kind of guys were members, and they actually played tournament bridge, and I got the idea for the French-American bridge tournament. And guess who was the captain of the, you're not going to guess, I'm going to tell you, but the French team, Omar Sharif.
Wow.
So I ended up spending 3 days with Omar Sharif, one hell of a nice guy, let me tell you. But, you know, I was kind of his gopher, but it was really enjoyable. But also with AutoZone, I met, had lunch with, dinner with Richard Petty, the champion, you know, probably the most, won most championships in NASCAR. When I was at Food Fair, I had dinner with Fran Tarkington, the quarterback. I think, I forgot what team he was. Wasn't that Minnesota? Anyway,
Minnesota, yeah.
It was very interesting, yeah. I just had an incredible life, hung out with the Kingston Trio. So it's been a lot of fun. And then I got fed up with the corporate world, and 31, 33 years ago, whatever, I got into real estate. And that's been incredibly successful for me. And then 7 years ago, I got the idea for SOPO, so that's kind of taken over my life and kind of let, I didn't let my real estate go, obviously, but I stopped promoting it the way I used to. So my business dropped while I was promoting SOPO. So I, you know, I put my heart, soul, and my money into SOPO. And I hope the book is successful because I have an idea to write a whole series of books about what's SOPO's adventures through life, basically. SOPO goes to school, SOPO goes to college, SOPO becomes a Navy pilot, SOPO leaves the Navy and becomes a doctor, whatever it's going to be, it's, you know, whatever I can think of. It's,
sure.
I want to just, you know, a book that children can, that will help them through life. I mean, I have lost everything three times in my life. I've started over three times with nothing. And, you know, you just can't let the bad guys get you down. Circle the wagons.
I love that. Circle the wagons. Perfect place to end this. SOPO Hatches, here's where it all begins. Pick up this book. Get this product. Go to Amazon. Eddie Goldfarb, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and have a good week.
You too.
I look forward to people buying the book and loving it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney with an important announcement about a very serious condition.
May 24th is World Schizophrenia Day. dedicated to raising awareness of a condition affecting about 2.9 million American adults. Some symptoms of schizophrenia may include hallucinations, delusions, social withdrawal, and disorganized speech. People living with schizophrenia also may have trouble focusing or paying attention and can have difficulty with activities that are important to them. The good news is that treatment options for schizophrenia are available. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider about which treatment approach might be right for you. One way to receive schizophrenia treatment you might not know about is a long-acting injectable, or LAI. An LAI is an injection given by a healthcare provider and can last weeks or months depending on the medication chosen. To learn more about schizophrenia and an LAI treatment option for adults with schizophrenia, visit LAITreatmentOption.com. This content is sponsored by Alkermes, Inc.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Because I've run into so many women who have this issue, who have grandchildren, who have children, who are trying to explain a really difficult thing. Diane Davies has authored a book called Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer. And imagine what a scary thing that would be for a child. And we're going to talk about that here in Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And Diane Davies, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome.
But let's talk about why you wrote this book. What made you decide, I'm going to write this book?
Well, I'll tell you, back in the early 70s, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And her treatment was very radical. They did a mastectomy with radiation. And it was very, I don't know, everything back in the 70s was a little secretive, you know, and you didn't talk about cancer and... Heaven's sakes, you didn't say the word breast and mixed company and all that sort of thing. Well, then fast forward to 2004, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I decided that my daughter now had this awful thing hanging over her head that both her grandmother and her mother have had breast cancer. And so I wrote a journal at that time, chronicling my breast cancer journey. In one font, I wrote about what was actually happening to me, my experiences, and then in a second font, I wrote about how I was feeling about those experiences, what the emotions involved were. And that to make a long story short, that became my my very first book. It was called A Breast Cancer Journey, From There to Here. And when my daughter, when I gave it to my daughter and she read it, she was the one that was instrumental in helping me get it published because she felt it had a bigger message than for just her. Okay, then we'll fast forward again, and now we're in 2015. And I have been teaching first graders for 26 years, and I can see the pain of a breast cancer diagnosis in many families, and the families are getting younger and younger. The mothers are getting, seem to be younger, and with younger mothers, you get younger children, and children need to know what's going on about with a breast cancer diagnosis. So, therefore, I wrote Jeannie Ann's story. Jeannie Ann is a first grader, and she has many, many, many questions. And so the book became real and began helping people.
Yeah, what a wonderful thing to be able to help so many other people. And that's how I started this out, saying that there's so much confusion. And for you, having gone through that and everything that you just explained, do you feel like that really connects the child who's just worried and doesn't understand and it doesn't ask questions maybe, or just adults are afraid of what to say?
Well, I think you're correct there. I think adults are afraid of what to say. I think they're afraid that they're going to show some raw emotion. And you know, heavens, you don't want to cry in front of your kids. Well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, that's a big bunch of bunk. You know, you are training your kids to become adults, and you want them to be the best adults that they can be. So you need to share your emotions with them. You need to share with them the big things in life as well as the little things in life, and they need to learn from you how to handle those things. And so by, you know, telling them about your breast cancer journey or any type of challenge that you come across, you're really, you know, training them to be an adult and to be a caring adult, one that can handle those big roadblocks and yet come out on the other side a stronger person. So I just feel it's so very important not to cheat them out of that part of their education. And they're only going to get that from their parents and their grandparents. They're not going to get that from society.
Yeah, absolutely. So well said. So tell us about the character. Tell us about Jeannie Ann's grandma and what the child will a little bit of what they'll hear in this tale.
Well, Jeannie Ann is like any normal six-year-old. She loves routine, and believe it or not, all children love routine. It keeps them safe, and it just provides that safety net for them so that they know that things are A-okay as long as that routine is in place. Well, Jeannie Ann comes home from school this one particular day, and her baby brother is still in his pajamas, and mother forgot to give her a hug, and maybe most important, mother forgot to give her a snack. And mother looks pretty upset, and the telephone rings, and she answers it, and she starts crying, and even dinner that night is, the routine is broken, as it's quiet. Nobody's asking questions. Nobody's talking. You know, the only things that being said is, please pass the potatoes and that sort of thing. And that's a break in routine. And so right away, Jeannie Ann becomes very nervous and very upset. And as all children do, their mind goes to what's wrong? What did I do? How did I cause this? You know, what's happening? Then she leaves the table and kind of hides behind the door to the kitchen and listens in on mom and dad's conversation. And she hears the word cancer. And then her little mind really, really starts spinning. And, you know, she's imagining all kinds of things happening that it's her baby brother that has cancer, or she has cancer, or, you know, the mind is limitless in its imaginations. And so she goes to bed that night and brings up the topic to mom. You know, what's going on? I heard the word cancer, and I know something's happening. And mom very, very wisely takes the reins from there and goes on to explain to her what's happening. And throughout the story, then they begin to involve grandma in the whole process as well. And grandma and Jeannie Ann have some wonderful conversations about what's happening. And Jeannie Ann learns about mastectomies and tumors and chemotherapy and all kinds of scary things. And because grandma and mom are with her all the way, she believes, and rightly so, that she's part of helping grandma make her way through this breast cancer journey.
Yeah, and there's something about that. I'm so glad that your character has that arc, and that's what I think is also so powerful in the book, that yes, the child can help and is now included in it, instead of all of a sudden the other shoe drops if it doesn't work out, right?
That's right. And children, when there's a big happening within the family like that, a big challenge, children have four different thoughts. One thought is, did I cause it? Did my behavior make this happen? Did I do something wrong? Another thought is, can I catch it? If I hug my grandma or kiss my grandma, am I going to end up with breast cancer? And another thought is, can I cure it? Is there something that I can do to make it better? If I behave myself for all this week or all this year, you know, will grandma's breast cancer go away? And I think the fourth thing that they think of, and I think this is probably the most important one that we as parents and grandparents need to think about, is who's going to take care of me? In other words, am I going to be left to make my own dinners? Are mom and dad going to be at the hospital all the time with grandma? Where am I going to sleep? You know, who's going to take care of me? Who's going to make sure that I get to school on time and that my homework's done and all those kinds of things? You know, which seems, when you think about it, it seems a little bit selfish, but they're children. And children are concerned about themselves and how they're going to make it in the world, especially if mom and dad and grandpa and grandma and everybody is busy with something else. So it's important to include them in this kind of a journey.
Yeah, so well said. Powerful book. I think everybody should have this, honestly. Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer. It's by Diane Davies. You can get it on Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thank you so much, Diane, for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. I have enjoyed being with you.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.